The Hoosier Lottery's growth projections are cautious this year, as worries about an economic downturn are softening lottery revenues. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brennan Smith reports the lottery sends hundreds of millions of dollars each year to the state to help teacher, police, and firefighter pensions and reduce the cost of license plates at the BMV.
The lottery is currently on track to send less to the state in 2025 than any year since 2020. Lottery Executive Director Sarah Taylor says that's in part because the Powerball game never built up particularly big jackpots this fiscal year.
So without the large jackpots, sales aren't quite living up to what you want them to live up to.
But the lottery's largest revenue source, scratch-off games, are also down this year, something more closely tied to economic concerns. And Taylor says that will require the lottery to be as flexible as possible as it rolls out new games.
We might pull forward a ticket sooner than planned, or we may delay it, depending on what our circumstances are at the time, because we don't want to overload the market with product.
Taylor says lower scratch-off sales are part of a nationwide trend. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.